Hi everyone, I'm Gary Noll. Today from Hana University in South Korea, a study showing barley is a promising laxative and functional food against constipation. And we know what it's like to be constipated. I counsel people all the time. They have nausea, abdominal cramps, painful bowel movements, bloody stool, stomach aches, frequent urge to pass stool, lack of fibers due to one of the responsible causes of this, dehydration, little or no physical activity, irregular sleep, stress, and excessive consumption of dairy products and medications, including anti-inflammatory drugs, antidepressants, antacids, and antihistamines. So we're going to talk about that, and a lot of people suffer from constipation. But most of today's program is offering a challenge to Tucker Carlson and his guest last evening. I was going to spend most of today's program talking about and discussing an article, very important, prescient article from Charles Ortley, but I'll do that tomorrow because it's going to take about a half hour. Today, it's going to take about 45 minutes to address this. As people know, if I believe that someone has something meaningful to share, I don't allow my political or ideological beliefs to separate that information. Now, a lot of stuff I disagree with Tucker Carlson. And last night, I really disagreed because I think that the consequences of him not knowing the truth, and I believe he absolutely does not know the truth. You could see it in his face when he went, at the end of this person on there. But that person who was on there surely knew what he was talking about. It's just that everything he was saying I consider is wrong. So I would like for you to send a copy of today's program to Tucker's producers. Ask him, would he review my information? And if he finds and the staff finds that everything I'm saying today is accurate, including an article I wrote just for him, and all the documents I'm supporting it with, and all the documentaries that I'm supporting it with today from other people, and all the scientific studies I'm presenting, then we have all the truth on our side, and the man as his guest has no truth on his side, and could be putting the entire lives of everyone on the planet in danger. That's why this program is so important today. It's about 5G. So tell your friends listening right now, email them. Gary is on a particular mission today to educate people in a way that they didn't have before today's show. We begin with the latest on health and healing. You'd be surprised how many people, including athletes, or people you think, well, why is this person who eats healthy or takes juice, why are they constipated? There are many reasons for constipation. I gave you some. But at the top of that list is going to be stress, because some people hold their stress in their abdominal area. How many times have you heard growing up, oh, that person, you know, gives me a stomach ache, or you make me sick to my stomach? We've all heard these things. You know, your pain in the back. And suddenly your back is always kind of has pains when you're around a certain person, or it reminds you. Plus dairy and a lot of medications. In America is an overly medicated country, the most medicated country per population on the planet. But certain people may also be more at risk due to factors like their age. The older you get, the less active the peristalsis, the wave-like rhythmic movement. And also older people tend to be dehydrated. And also, when people are really slowing down their metabolism, when you gain weight, that happens. When you're infrequent in your physical activity, that also contributes. And pregnant women are also prone to constipation due to the fetal movement and hormone changes before and after childbirth. So no matter what the cause, because that can lead to irritable bowel, intestinal obstruction, even colon cancer. So it's serious. So fermented barley extract, and you can get that in any health food store. You go to your miso section, and you'll see barley. It's a light miso. It's not strong. It's very mild. Has low sodium content. 1 teaspoon, and use that just as a barley soup. You can put mushrooms in it. Have a mushroom barley soup. Put in some collard greens, some kale, even some, I would also put in some garlic and onion. Make yourself a delicious soup. It also helps heal your intestine. Remember, fermented foods are resupplying healthy bacteria to your biome. That means that hundreds of billions, if not trillions, of bacteria that are in your gut. From New York University comes new study that new and diverse experiences will enhance happiness. This was published in Nature Neuroscience. So those people who stay in ruts, those people who stay in routines, daily ritualized program. This is Monday, I'm going to go here, I'm going to talk with that person, I'm going to eat that food, I'm going to... Every day we have mapped out. And there's not a lot of room for something new and original and diverse. Instead, what do? We have a fallback plan. Well, I'm too busy today, so I'm going to go to the internet. The internet of all things. And I'm going to watch something that's diverse, something different, something new. That's not the same. Doing it is what you got to do, not think about it. So that's what we have to learn from that. And I fully agree with that. In fact, I did 61 lectures over the last 9 weeks, and only one was about health. Every single one was about behavior. Here's the outcome, and you're going to hear a little bit, if time permits, today. I had people that took them up till the last 2 days before they left, and suddenly they got it. And I mean, when I say they got it, I mean they really got it. You could see it in the lightness of being, the smiles, the exuberance, a different way of projecting their energy. Gary, now I know what you were talking about this whole time, about the danger of the silent ego that turns against you, causing self-esteem loss and justifying some form of self-deprecating behavior, overeating, alcohol, drugs, you know, something nihilistic, or breaking through and understanding how to control the ego and instead live a more enlightened life where you're self-confident and exuberant in your self-confidence, but you're coming from a humble place. You're on a learning curve, and you can learn something new every day. I had 4 people in the last 2 days come up. In fact, the guy driving me to the airport yesterday said on the way, he said, "I don't know what kind of fool I've been." This is what he was saying. He said, "But my God, only now, only yesterday did I come to an awareness of the mistakes I've made and how it's impacted people. And that's why I've been in, you know, the situations I've been in. I'm going to change everything." I believe he will. I believe he had a catharsis. I believe he had that moment, that clarity of mind, that opening of all the clouds of despair and apathy, and suddenly see how wonderful life can be. In fact, we did something based upon his conversations. So, buddy, this is on you. Because when I think of something, I do it. As of today, all of you who would like can go to prn.fm and you'll see a new 16-minute lecture. That's right, 16 minutes. It was 2 hours long. I synthesized it with the help of Roland Marconi. For 35 years, Roland and I have been working. He's a great cinematographer and an outstanding editor. And we synthesized this into 16 minutes, but a completely different approach. One that shows the problem, but then immediately goes to the solution using visuals. Phenomenal B-roll. The most beautiful B-roll you've ever seen. It is uplifting. It's an energy boost. And for my friends who got that email early this morning at 3 o'clock and wondered what was this about, I didn't even caption it. Now you know. It's to motivate people. And I'm taking 60 of my recent lectures, all of which I filmed, and we're doing it in 10-minute short segments. Now, we will have in the next month long hour versions like Love and Overcoming the Dark Side, but these we're doing in a different way to try to impact people by every single statement has to be right hitting that nail on the head. What we need to know, but doing it in a positive way from kindness and love. So that a person who's been down and out, troubled and wounded, who's coming from pain and conflict, and think, I don't know what to, I'm afraid to go out. I'm afraid of everything. I don't know who to believe, who to trust. I've lost a sense of myself. I don't even know what my purpose anymore. Suddenly, there's a door that opens, and if you choose, you'll see yourself in the world differently. with a breakthrough I, with a sense of exuberance, a sense of being, a sense of purpose that you are the architect of, no one else in your life. And I talk about that, how we end up mastering someone else's life. We got the success. We didn't master our own life, and hence we have what I call the big empty. Something's missing, and we propel ourselves even more and more into a relationship, into some kind of behavior, into a careerism or over-responsibility without realizing, stop, drop all the balls. Doing more will not give you happiness and a sense of self. So that's free. It's there. Something brand new. Never did this before. All because of one guy and his conversation driving me to the airport. So watch it. Go to prn.fm, scroll down, you'll see it. Jesse will have it right in center for you. So this New York University, I just read this morning, it's telling us the same thing. Don't be a spectator to life. Don't live off the internet of all things. Get out and enjoy and engage in a happy, positive way. Not everything will work. Not everything you'll like after you've done it. But at least open yourself up to new experiences. Also, from the University of Lethbridge, which is in Canada, researchers say cannabis-based drug may provide resistance to SARS-CoV-2. That's new research. And also, and tomorrow we have a special commentary from Richard Gale on the drug that Trump is taking that's now immediately being attacked because he's taking it. You shouldn't make policies. You shouldn't report information based upon the fact that the president is doing it. Don't think of the president. Think of the millions of lives. If the drug works, if the studies are there, if the clinical experience shows that it's beneficial, then don't let your ideology blind you to the fact that your prejudice could be harming or preventing a lot of people from being saved. On the other end, if the science is not there, if the drug is not safe, then that should be made clear, but not from ideologues, not from political or economic considerations. And if the drug is good, but must be used with extreme caution because of side effects, then don't allow the pharmaceutical sock puppets and their astroturf groups and scientists for hire like Fauci to come in and condemn the drug because they want you to take not an $11 drug, but rather a $1,000, whatever the cost is going to be, because they're sponsoring the drug that's going to make companies billions of dollars. You see, you have to untangle all this. Tomorrow, we're untangling all that for you in a one-hour special. This is the University of Sao Paulo in Brazil. Food supplements can play a big role in enhancing muscle detoxification in athletes. This is important because an amino acid found in many dietary supplements for athletes may play a crucial role in the production of carnosine in skeletal muscle. And a natural compound mainly found in muscle and in the brain, carnosine, carnosine, helps get rid of reactive aldehydes, which are compounds that can damage the structure and function of the DNA and proteins. That's why I've always suggested, as one of the anti-aging and exercise nutrients, L-carnosine. Now, beta-alanine, A-L-A-N-I-N-E, increases the production of carnosine, and that protects you against DNA damage. So it's called B, or for beta, alanine, A-L-A-N-I-N-E. It's natural. Your body produces it. It's just as you age, it doesn't produce enough. And when you're exercising vigorously, like training for a marathon, you don't produce enough. But it reduces fatigue and increases endurance when performing high intensity exercises. So now you got something else. All good stuff. And also from Karolinska Institute, which is a good center, not like the FDA, they're not financially influenced by the pharmaceutical industry. They published an article in the Journal of Internal Medicine that says moderate sunbathing helps lower death risk. So, people have been trying to avoid the sun for fear of developing skin cancer. You actually are doing yourself more harm than good. Take a lot of vitamin C and vitamin E before you go in the sun and when you come back from the sun. It helps get rid of sunburn, which helps prevent the ultraviolet light from creating skin cancer. That's the latest on health and healing. I'm Gary Noll. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going directly into Tucker Carlson last night. Now, mind you, this is not to attack Tucker, because there are things that he does, people he interviews and statements he takes, risks that he takes, that I believe should be acknowledged. But there are things he says, people he interviews, and his personal opinions or political opinions, I'm completely against. So please send him this message. From here on out, what I'm going to share is to help him understand why his guess was wrong, and we will give him a long list of guests, all highly qualified. And the people you're going to hear from now are some of the most qualified people on the planet on 5G.
This pandemic has exposed an awful lot of big problems we were ignoring for quite some time, including America's dangerous dependence on China for medicines and a lot more. Here's another vulnerability: telecommunications. China leads the world in developing 5G technology, and now they're rolling it out around the world. If they continue to dominate 5G, what will it mean for the United States? Dana Golden is the longest-serving NASA administrator and, by popular acclaim, the best. We're happy to have him on tonight. Dana Golden, thanks so much for coming on. So why should it make Americans concerned that China is leading the race to develop 5G technology?
While China is exporting coronavirus around the world and Americans are suffering, China has declared a Cold War against America. It is looking to control the 5G communications. This is the technology of the future. They recognize that this technology is crucial to the next battles that we're going to have. These battles aren't going to be about bombs and bullets and planes and ships and tanks. It's about artificial intelligence. It's about machine learning. It's about autonomous vehicles. It's about semiconductors. And the first battle is on 5G. They control 5G. We could even have a surveillance system like the Chinese have, where every single member of the Chinese population is surveilled by their own government.
So and this seems like a horrifying possibility. It seems so obvious on its face that you would never want a hostile foreign power like China to control your 5G network. And yet I'm hearing government officials, including in the Pentagon, say, no, we have to do this. Why would they be pushing Chinese dominance in 5G? It's very weird.
It's very weird because I've been a part of the national security community for a half a century. And the way I see it, we have a courageous chairman of the FCC, Ajit Pai.
Yes.
He had a 5-0 unanimous vote, bipartisan. They understood the science. They understood the urgency. And yet, there's too much of a bureaucracy in the Department of Defense which says we can't lose these battles. And this is a national security issue. But more importantly, 5G is about the future jobs for the people who are sitting at home suffering now. The future jobs in all new fields are going to come out of the technologies from 5G. China understands it. And right now, they control close to 50% of the world wireless communication equipment. Their goal is 100% crush America and crush the West.
So, I mean, the last president gave away the internet. We no longer control the internet. What would it take to prevent 5G from slipping into the hands of China? What do we need to do to stop this?
Listen to the wisdom of the FCC. They are the experts at spectrum. They have a deep, they had a 74-page report with 444 references in it. It is based on science, it's based on facts, it's based on understanding, it's based on years of study, it's based on open seeking of information from across America. It is a very good decision, and if we listen to that decision, it will enable an innovative U.S. company called Legato. And Legato, within a couple of years, working with the rest of the American communication industry, we could be up and running. And this war could be lost in 3 or 4 years. We can't wait and have a circular gunfight anymore. We need to release Legato.
We need to prevent the Chinese from controlling our telecommunications, for sure. Dan Golden, thank you so much for that. It's a complex.
Okay. First of all, the man did not in any way, shape, or form show that he was an expert in the biological sciences or in radiofrequency sciences, and that was misinformation from top to bottom. Now I'm going to share with you first a brief article, and then some. You're going to hear from some real experts of the dangers of 5G. This is entitled 5G, The Path to Being Wired in All Things. On May 18th, Tucker Carlson interviewed a person from NASA who argued for the dramatic urgency to support 5G wireless technology. His reason was that the Chinese were making every effort to dominate the 5G market and that we were in a new Cold War. If the U.S. fails to take aggressive measures to compete, the Chinese will win the race. However, as well-intentioned as Carlton may have been, he was equally ignorant about the subject matter. His guest grossly mischaracterized 5G technology without once mentioning its documented dangers to human health, the environment, and all life on the planet. We hope that Carlson will review the following summarized information and invite a knowledgeable and qualified scientist such as Dr. Deborah Davis, Professor Martin Paul, P-A-L-L, or any one of the experts in electromagnetic frequency radiation risks and present the medical and scientific sides of 5G that Tucker's guest ignored. There are now thousands of scientists who have signed a letter to world governments emphasizing the life-threatening dangers of rolling out 5G technology. The American public is being propagandized with blatant falsehoods to embrace 5G as a necessary and innovative technology that will benefit and improve our lives. But the real truth is just the opposite. I'm going to share now an abbreviated list of scientific peer-reviewed literature that you can find for yourself on PubMed that fully validates the argument of the experts that electromagnetic frequencies, or EMFs, adversely affect our health. And mind you, this should be given to all legislators. This outline was presented by Dr. Martin Paul. By the way, he is Professor Emeritus of Biochemistry and Medical Sciences at Washington State University, and this was given to the National Institutes of Health. You're going to hear from him in a moment. But let us just look at the science. Here's what 5G does, Tucker. It lowers fertility. It alters the structure of the testes and ovaries. It lowers sperm count and the number of egg follicles, increases spontaneous abortion. Now, that should be an irony to you, promoting something that increases spontaneous abortion and lowers the levels of three sex hormones. Neurological and neuropsychiatric effects also. There has been a dramatic increase in conditions since people were using mobile phones, the internet, and wireless technologies. Insomnia, fatigue, depression, headaches, cognitive dysfunction, anxiety, and loss of memory. Animal studies have shown that EMFs produce major changes in brain structure, which is likely happening to everyone who has extensive daily exposure to EMFs, meaning people on their laptops, computers, cell phones. Cellular damage also occurs. There are three types of DNA damage observed with EMF exposure, single and double DNA breaks and oxidative DNA bases. These can cause cancer and mutations in the sexual germ lines. What is programmed cell death? Apoptosis. The electromagnetic frequencies contribute to programmed cell death that in turn leads to reproductive neurodegenerative disorders. There's oxidative stress, free radical damage that has been associated with numerous health conditions, including cancer, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, myocardial infarction, that's a heart attack, strokes, chronic inflammation, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, cellular death, and aging. There's endocrine effects. According to Dr. Paul, every hormonal system in the body is adversely affected by electromagnetic frequency exposure. Just think of all the school children in every school in America who are attached to Wi-Fi, which is what they use, and that is helping destroy every single child's body in any school in the world. Excessive intracellular calcium, that's critical for cellular activity. cancer. There are 35 separate scientific peer-reviewed studies of how EMFs increase carcinogenesis, promote and progress tumor development, and contribute to metastasis. Now, each of the above medical conditions has been thoroughly studied. Worldwide, independent doctors and researchers studying electromagnetic frequencies' biological effects confirm there is overwhelming evidence to support the dangers of 5G. There are also other medical conditions that are less researched but are likely associated with EMS exposure. Interfering with the electrical control of the heart that can produce tachycardia, bradycardia, arrhythmia, and abnormal heart palpitations. Early onset Alzheimer's and dementia. In recent years, we've seen the exposure create symptoms in what would otherwise be young people, 30 and younger, having what is called digital dementias, ADD and ADHD. The epidemic of ADD and ADHD and autism witnessed in each younger generation may be caused in part by late prenatal and early postnasal EMF exposure, as well as vaccines and other environmental conditions. Now, each of these neurological conditions is associated with an increase in calcium over-penetrating cell linings due to EMF pulsations and disrupting synaptic formations. Clearly, there's a huge body of information that Tucker and his staff had at their disposal. Unfortunately, this was not offered to his viewers. The same is true for his treatment of GMOs and vaccines. On the other hand, Carlson's due diligence in addressing the COVID-19 pandemic has been more or less accurate. Now, Tucker, please apply the same investigative acumen into 5G and its health risks and look at how private industry, and especially the utterly and completely corrupt Federal Trade Communications Commission, and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's influence behind 5G, they were behind all this. If you do that, you'll be an important resource of scientifically credible information that the other networks will not have on. No network, and especially the New York Times as a publication of record, are fully in support of 5G. All their advertisements are based on pharmaceutical companies or some other company whose products we must start to question. That is now posted or will be within the hour on PRN.fm. Please download it. Please send this program to Tucker's producers. We will have a list of all the individuals that Tucker can contact who are qualified. Before we go to Richard Gale, however, we're now going to go directly in 1, 2, 3, three people who could be experts on his show who would give him a very enlightened and really scientifically accurate perspective.
Okay, so we've got a lot of work to do. Let me just say, I submitted on the site not only my slides, but also a 90-page document that has documentation on everything that I'm going to talk about. So I won't give you any documentation whatsoever here. We don't have time for it. I'm sorry. The current U.S. and international safety guidelines. My pointer, are based only on thermal effects, but there are many non-thermal effects that occur at levels orders of magnitude lower than those allowed by these guidelines. So the guidelines are almost totally irrelevant to the actual health effects. And so what I'm going to do here is talk about initially 8 things that are extensively documented and based on large numbers of review articles that have been written, okay? And the first one I'll talk about is lowered fertility. There are a whole bunch of mechanisms that are involved in producing lower fertility. And as I'll say later, we're in terrible trouble on this. We're already seeing huge effects in human populations. There are also neurological and neuropsychiatric effects based on 25 reviews. And if you look at these things, if you have time to read them, you'll see that they include all the things that almost everybody is complaining about nowadays, and we know that those are caused by EMF exposures based on many, many different reviews. We're already in great trouble on these. There are also cellular DNA damage of three different types based on 21 reviews. And these are very important for causing both cancer and for causing germline mutations. I think we're probably in great trouble on those as well. We have high levels following exposures of, I guess I'll move over here, of apoptosis, programmed cell death, based on 13 reviews. That's important for these reasons. And you get oxidative stress and free radical damage based on 19 reviews. So these are all extensively documented. There are still other things going on here. Oops. What's going on? Okay. You get endocrine effects and a large number of different endocrine effects. As far as I can tell, every single hormone system in the body is impacted. And there are 12 reviews regarding hormonal effects. You get excessive intracellular calcium. And this, as you'll find out later, is the cause of almost everything that I'll talk about. So this is the underlying cause behind everything else. There's cancer. There are 35 reviews on cancer causation by EMFs. And it includes everything that goes on in the whole process of carcinogenesis. Now, pulsed EMFs, EMFs that pulse up and down, are in most cases much more biologically active than our non-pulsed or what are called continuous wave EMFs. And that's been shown in 13 different reviews. Because all wireless communication devices communicate via pulsations, they are potentially and I believe actually much more dangerous. So that's obviously a major issue. So there are several other effects for which there is strong evidence, but not the kind of overwhelming evidence that we talked about before. There are cardiac effects that affect the electrical control of the heart. They are life-threatening. There's also evidence for very early onset Alzheimer's and other dementias. And those are obviously very consequential. We also get ADHD and autism, apparently caused by late prenatal and early postnatal EMF exposures. It's my opinion that these are caused by the effects of intracellular calcium on the development of the synapses during the early development of the brain. There are four reasons why EMFs are much more active in children than in adults. Children have much higher surface to volume ratios. Children have high densities of stem cells, which are very sensitive to the EMFs. The developing brains of the children seem to be especially sensitive to the EMFs. And the tissues in the children have higher water content, and that also is important in increasing sensitivity. For these reasons, things like Wi-Fi and cell phone tower radiation in schools should be a major concern. Okay. Several of these effects, I'll go through these very quickly, show cumulative and eventually irreversible effects. And so what that means is basically the same exposures produce more and more severe effects, and they become irreversible with time. And so when you have that...
Mind you, that's a long interview before the National Institutes of Health, and that is one of the world's leading authorities, Professor Emeritus in two separate fields, Dr. Martin Pohl. Now we're going to hear a veteran medical doctor at a testimony under oath talking about 5G technology and the dangers that it is going to have for all of us on this planet.
I've practiced medicine for 21 years, and my background is mostly academic, internal medicine, hospital-based, clinical research, and medical education. I am going to skip many of the things I wanted to say because I didn't realize it was only 5 minutes. Wireless radiation has biological effects, period. This is no longer a subject for debate when you look at PubMed and the peer-reviewed literature. These effects are seen in all life forms: plants, animals, insects, microbes. In humans, we have clear evidence of cancer now. There is no question. We have evidence of DNA damage, cardiomyopathy, which is the precursor of congestive heart failure, neuropsychiatric effects. So 5G is not a conversation about whether or not these biological effects exist. They clearly do. 5G is a conversation about unsustainable healthcare expenditures. Why do I say this? We've been sitting on the evidence for EMR and chronic disease for decades. And now we are seeing all these epidemics appearing. So diabetes is the first epidemic. I think most of you know the statistics. They're very scary. 1 in 3 American children will become diabetic in their lifetime, and if they're Hispanic females, the number is 1 in 2. Okay. So what does this have to do with wireless radiation? Wireless radiation and other electromagnetic fields, such as magnetic fields and dirty electricity, have been clearly associated with elevated blood sugar and diabetes. That is what the peer-reviewed literature says. It is not opinion. The closer you live to a cell tower, the higher your blood glucose. That is based on hemoglobin A1C measurements. So the idea with small cells of putting the cells closer to people's homes and bedrooms scientifically is very dangerous. And from an economic perspective, it's dangerous. And you may not know this. I was shocked to find this out. But the way you create a model of diabetes in rats in the lab is by exposing them to 2.4 gigahertz. And this is not for long-term exposure. I don't have time to talk about the costs, but the huge problem with diabetes really is chronic kidney disease. End-stage renal disease, the worst complication of diabetes, leads to hemodialysis. Hemodialysis is an automatic qualification for Medicare. And if you don't qualify for Medicare, we still have to dialyze the patient. And the state ends up paying in many different instances. So renal failure is 1% of Medicare, but it takes up 7% of all Medicare expenditures. I don't have time to talk about this anymore, but once again, the other epidemics that clearly link from the science with electromagnetic radiation are related to mental health. And this is straight from PubMed. This isn't my opinion. This is science.
Dr. Goldberg, for those of us who aren't physicians, what is PubMed?
I'm sorry. It's just it's our National Library of Medicine. This is where you would go. This is just the peer-reviewed literature. So we have three epidemics that clearly, they're essentially one epidemic. We have deterioration of mental health in the United States. And if you look really at the science, what does it show? And these epidemics are our suicide epidemic, epidemics in violent, so shootings, and the opioid epidemic. And I don't have 5 minutes is not the time to talk about this. This is in the peer-reviewed literature. I have a file to submit for the record. But these are facts. These are things that have just been glossed over by the wireless industry. And I really don't have time to talk about them in 5 minutes. I wish I did. But we need to examine our epidemics in the context of our EMF exposures. What does that mean? That means that the CDC tracking these epidemics we need to start measuring how much radiation are people being exposed to. And before we roll out 5G, and this means there are 4 kinds of electromagnetic fields that we know are harmful to human health. So radio frequency radiation, magnetic fields, dirty electricity, and electric fields. Okay, our exposure, any given person, and all humans are affected by EMFs. Our given exposure has nothing to do with the research that my colleagues are going to cite with the National Toxicology Program. That is an assessment of the risk of one cell phone in the near field, okay? What is our exposure in a day? It's not one cell phone. It's cell phones, it's multiple wireless networks, it's smart meters, it's cell towers. It's this sandwich, and it all adds up. And this is a serious problem for occupational health, public safety, and personal safety. And I feel that it's irresponsible to be even talking about the Internet of Things and rolling out a new untested technology when we're not even measuring what are our current exposures from the current networks?
Okay. Now we have another expert, medical doctor. Here's what she has to say.
It's a whole different beast. It's meant to penetrate all things to reach your devices, right? So it's really about connecting devices with each other, speaking with each other. This is all about the Internet of Things. We're talking about a global networking of artificial intelligence, minus the concern of thinking, you know, health and biological bodies that are happen to be in the way. If you're beaming signals between cell tower to a phone, and if you happen to be in the middle, well, what is it doing? It's penetrating through your biological body. You know, you're absorbing all the signals, you know, the microwaves. Of course, it's not hurting your device, but it's hurting you.
What's the difference between a cell phone, a router strength, and then the new 5G, and then maybe Alexa in your house, per se, or a Nest AC unit?
Good question, Justin. So the frequencies are going up. So this is how microwave ovens work, is that these waveforms is hitting your food, and it's oscillating the molecules because it's penetrating them, and it's all causing them to oscillate millions and billions of times per second, and it's the friction that causes the heat. Now, we're living tissue, and we don't need very much to cause an impact, a biological impact. And here we're sending powerful microwaves through our bodies.
Right.
You know, so, and of course, you're asking the FCC, who are a bunch of engineers, none of them are medical doctors, and they're telling you that it's safe. Well, in reality, it's anything but safe.
What is 5G?
5G is within the spectrum 30 gigahertz to 300, and that's the fastest frequency range. It's in the extremely high frequency range of the microwave spectrum. And right now, our Wi-Fi, our highest frequency range that we use as consumers, goes up to 6 gigahertz. And the FCC has only allowed, for now, up to 6 gigahertz to be used commercially. So I'm going to give you an example of what 5G really is compared to what all the previous generations are. The FCC basically told, with each generation, okay, we're going to give you, for instance, two bandwidths to use, 900 and 1800. And then the next generation, they'll say, okay, we're going to move it up. We're going to allow you to use 2.45 and 5. And then the next generation will be another frequency. But this time, 5G, the FCC did not say, we're only going to give you two types of frequencies. We're going to give you the whole smorgasbord. You get to choose. Any frequency that is not being used, that's up to you to choose. So basically, what they're saying is they're going to blanket the entire Earth potentially with all the microwave frequencies. Anything goes. There will be no limitations. As a matter of fact, he said, we're going to get rid of environmental assessments. We're going to get rid of the National Historic Preservation Acts. And they did. They did this back in March of this year. And so here, that's how they're fast-tracking the 5G. They've eliminated, they are not only eliminating environmental historical protection laws that are ready, policies that are ready in place to protect us and the environment, they're also allowing an increase in power. And I don't think people are aware of this. So what I'm saying is right now, we are already blanketed by very dangerous levels of radiation. 5G is not going to eliminate what is already existing. It's just going to add. And it's going to add a whole new beast of frequencies called the millimeter waves. People need to visualize this. Right now, there's antenna search site. You can go in and figure out, you know, how many antennas, how many cell towers are in your city. And I've been doing this with a lot of the major cities. Within a 4-mile radius, there are on average 400 cell towers.
Wow. Okay.
This is pretty average within the major cities. All right, this is what's existing. And then what 5G is going to do is going to put all these small cell towers basically on every single block, because that's what they want. You know, they're saying, oh, we need this. Well, who needs this? We don't need it. They're trying to create this Internet of Things to connect appliances that we don't really want. I don't want my refrigerator being really so smart that it's watching me all day long, or my coffee maker that hears every conversation I have when I'm with a friend, you know, having coffee. These are very serious issues that we as consumers need to realize, and we have to say no.
Let's go over your notice of liability. What is a notice of liability? Who do you give it to?
So the way I've structured it, you can send it to schools and you can give it to your school board members and say, hey, let's get all this wireless out of schools. You guys are liable for creating a safe and healthy school environment. We do not want 30 wireless laptops with, you know, dozens of antennas per device, with over hundreds of antennas going off at the same time while the children are using it.
Awesome.
It is a microwave oven inside the school classrooms. So that is one example where you can use the notice of liability. You can also use it for your smart meters. You can also use it at your workplace. These people are responsible for creating a safe and healthy environment, because we are there for many, many, many hours in the day. Right. And with this 5G, you know, they're encroaching. All this wireless infrastructure is just getting closer and closer. It started with cell towers that are miles away. Now the cell towers are finding themselves on top of school buildings.
So you can do it for landlords as well. So any landlord of a retail center, school, churches.
Yes. Okay. Government officials, whoever is allowing this to happen, whoever is leasing their property, and the designers too, the makers, the manufacturing companies can be filed these. And also, of course.
All right. That's just a few. We have dozens of individuals who are actually expert in the field telling us that how dangerous it is. The peer review literature is abundant with this. Richard Gale is online now. Welcome, Richard. Give your insights to the audience, please.
Good afternoon, Gary. Let's begin. Just go back on one important thing that wasn't really raised. That there was several years ago, there was a Senate hearing where they dragged in a lot of the executives from the telecommunications industry for querying, and there was the Senator Richard Blumenthal from, I believe, Democrat from Connecticut, who really posed the hard questions to these executives. One of them was the follow-up that the FDA had insisted at one time that the industry, the telecom industry, fund independent research on EMF's biological effects. And when each of the different executives were queried on how much they complied with that FDA insistence, all of them denied that they had funded any studies whatsoever during it. And Blumenthal had also sent a formal request to the Trump's FCC secretary, who happens to be very much connected to ALEC. And let's remember, ALEC is very tied to the telecom industry and is kind of clearing the field at the state legislative level, removing different regulations, zoning regulations, other kinds of regulations that associated with the setting up of towers. And so the Trump's FCC secretary, who has requested the information on their scientific evaluation of 5G's risk, they failed to comply with the senator's request. So there is a lot of stalemating that's going on and obstruction. One thing that the Tucker's guest said, he kind of referred to, making a statement about 134 studies showing the need for us to be rolling out 5G. But there's just when the other guest, Dr. Paul, was speaking about how many reviews there were, he was saying 21 reviews for this. He's speaking about reviews. These are not independent research. These are reviews of perhaps hundreds and hundreds of different studies that are looking at the cumulatively and then making an assessment and evaluation of the credibility of all those studies to come to a conclusion stating that it does cause for a lowers fertility or related to cancer. So cumulatively, we're looking at thousands of studies. The BioInitiative report alone had compiled 1,800 studies showing just dealing only with EMF's impact on gene transcriptions, DNA damage, the chromatin condensation, loss of the DNA's ability to even to repair itself, failure to reduce the free radical scavengers, neurotoxicity. That was just on those items alone, the 1,800 studies. So there's an enormous body of scientific literature out there that is, for the most part, largely just simply being ignored by the industry and by the by our legislative officials. Would you like me to go anywhere else with this?
Tomorrow, by the way, no, that's it for today. But tomorrow, Richard's going to give a special commentary with supporting documentation on the particular drug that has been used for 70 years. And our question, without any political bias, simply looking at the science and clinical experience, should it be recommended for use in COVID patients at this moment? Is it being attacked by the mainstream media because of it's not a patented drug? It's very inexpensive. Are they protecting the financial interests of the pharmaceutical company by making it seem like, don't use this drug, it's dangerous? How dangerous is the drug? What is the clinical experience? The difference between what we will say is we are capable of scholarship and we have reviewed every single scientific literature in the world on this drug, on its safety and efficacy. And therefore, we'll report on this tomorrow, and that'll be Richard Gale. Richard, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you. Also tomorrow, Alan Dershowitz states that the state has the right to, quote, plunge a needle into your arm, end quote, that the Constitution gives them that right. And as he is one of the foremost constitutional lawyers in America, we'll look at this and we'll ask, but what if the claims that they're using to justify that right themselves are flawed? Also tomorrow, we have a new article that we've just gotten this morning from John Lott from townhall.com, quote, U.S. is dramatically overcounting coronavirus deaths. I've been saying that from day one. I've been saying it nonstop. Well, I read his article, and he now has all the statistics in showing you how the CDC has intentionally, with malice, engaged in corruption to lie about the statistics, and they've got other states lying about statistics. So for them to justify all the procedures they're engaging in, including keeping people at home, is wrong. So tomorrow, I'll share the latest information on him. He's the first journalist besides myself to go after these figures. Now we're going to do an article on that in depth, stating the actual cause of death, where there is a proof that the coronavirus was the cause of death, not merely present as an antibody to someone who's in a hospice care and dying. Oh, and by the way, believe it or not, they've actually allowed people who committed suicide to be cause of death, coronavirus. You won't believe how corrupt this is, but we're going to share that with you. Tonight, you don't want to miss four people speaking out on the deep state and how it's controlling the dialogue on everything right now. Ray McGovern will be here. The coup that they tried to overthrow this president, I don't like the president any more than anyone else, but vote him out of office, get a party candidate you support. Don't use the deep state, the CIA, the National Security Agency, and the media as complicit and compliant sycophants to get rid of him. You'll hear the gray zones, Max Blumenthal's group. You'll hear William Benny. You'll hear Ray McGovern. We'll bring the real experts on tonight in our first show. I haven't done a single show on the deep state and the coup. I've waited till the evidence is in. The evidence is now in, and it's absolutely overwhelming.